Culture.
Behind the scenes in Hollywood. The real deal. The Department of Defense is unexpectedly a player in Hollywood.
A plucky marketer, Scarlett Johansson, tries to sell the lunar landing to the American people. She makes astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins bigger than the Beatles and falls in love with the launch director, Channing Tatum. Moviegoers will find Fly Me to the Moon a bit soppy. What they will miss, unless they watch to the end of the credits, is that it was made with help from the Department of Defense, or DOD. For more than a century, American filmmakers have called in the Army for help. The DOD works with around 140 films and television programs each year. Most are reality series, game shows, and documentaries. They supply props and expertise on the condition that they get some say over the script. In 2023, the Pentagon helped Jimmy Kimmel, a comedian, appear to parachute into the Academy Awards from a fighter jet in a nod to Top Gun Maverick, one of the many macho blockbusters the DOD has helped make. Installments of the Marvel Transformers and Fast and Furious franchises also worked with the DOD. It is a long-running tradition. The first film to win an Oscar for Best Picture, Wings, 1927, was made with help from the DOD's predecessor, the Department of War. Filmmakers looking for the DOD's help can send a script to its Entertainment Bureau. The Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Space Force have boots on the ground in California, i.e. 13 people working for units dedicated to show business. If the Pentagon approves of a film's message and tone, an attack helicopter or an aircraft carrier can be made available. Filmmakers foot the bill, not taxpayers. Renting an FA-18F Super Hornet fighter jet from the Navy costs around $23,000 an hour. That is a bargain, since it costs $56 million to buy one. The Army advises on wardrobe, arranges soldiers as background actors, and provides stock footage too. Scenes shot on actual ships look better than those captured with green screens. A production can save money by filming on a real army base instead of building a set to look like one. As a result, film studios are reluctant to greenlight certain films without the DOD's approval. Top Gun Maverick probably could not have been made without Pentagon support, says Richard Klein, a consultant and former State Department employee. Some equipment, such as the F-22 jets used in Iron Man and Transformers, can be borrowed only from the American government. America does not sell that aircraft model to foreign governments. The DOD gets more people into uniform, and not just on set. Data are scant, but Glenn Roberts, the Pentagon's chief Hollywood liaison, says recruitment is a great byproduct of the DOD's filmmaking work. Mr. Roberts himself was inspired to join the armed forces by Top Gun. Recruiters waited outside cinemas screening the film in 1986 and its sequel in 2022. The DOD's other motivation is creative control. Directors who borrow its equipment must follow script notes. Some of the edits are innocuous. A fictional sailor should look and speak like a real one. But the Pentagon's suggested tweaks can sometimes stifle unflattering depictions of America. If you want the Pentagon's help, you can't portray the US military as corrupt, ineffective, or inhumane, says Mr. Klein. The Pentagon is unlikely to support a film in which America's top brass are the baddies, or where the Chinese or Russians infiltrate the White House. Concerns about China's rise have added to the Pentagon's stipulations. An amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act of 2023 forbids the Pentagon to help films that agree to changes from Chinese censors. The idea was to dissuade studios from bowing to Beijing. but perversely, it may encourage them to make early cuts of their films more likely to pass muster without the need for later edits, thereby inflicting China's restrictions on global audiences. The marriage between Hollywood and Govwood is not always picture-perfect. Joseph Nye, a political scientist who coined the term soft power, argues that entertainment loses its credibility when a government fiddles with it. The best propaganda is not propaganda, he contends. Filmmakers who accept the Pentagon's help sometimes whinge about it. Scheduling with the DoD can be a nightmare, says Christopher Silber, who worked on NCIS, a crime-solving drama. All sorts of commanders, captains and officers must sign off for a ship to become a TV set. And the boat's routines do not stop just because shooting begins. Film and ship crews jostle for space. The show must go on, but so must fire drills and mock battles. Luckily for directors, they have other options. Some of America's allies are becoming rivals in filmmaking. Countries including France, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates offer filmmakers cheaper military kit and attach fewer conditions. As computer-generated imagery becomes cheaper and more realistic, big-budget films may replace the Pentagon's toys with digital stand-ins more often. That could help ballooning costs. Fly Me to the Moon, made by Apple, had a galactic budget of more than $100 million. It has grossed a mere $40 million worldwide to date. But as the makeup of Hollywood changes, with tech companies like Apple and Amazon piling into filmmaking, it is unclear how often they will want to ask the American government for help anyway. They may, quite predictably, see technology as a welcome change of the usual script.